It seems like almost yesterday that President Harry Truman awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor posthumously to Private Billy Jean Connell of Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Billy Jean was born on June 26, 1931. He was the second son in a family of nine children. His sister described him as the older brother who always took care of the younger children. When the Korean War began in the summer of 1950, 19-year-old Billy Jean responded quickly to his nation's call. Trained as a rifleman, he was placed in the 25th Infantry and took ship to Korea. There was a brief pause in Hawaii, where Private Connell celebrated his 20th birthday. He was proud that he was no longer a teenager. 11 days later, he was engaged in combat in Korea. By September of 1951, there was especially hard fighting north of Seoul. On September 7, Connell and two comrades were in a bunker on Hill 717, which came under a severe attack. Enemy soldiers fought right up to their bunker, and a hand grenade landed at their feet. Without hesitation, Connell grabbed the grenade with both hands, pulled it tightly against his chest, and fell to the ground, taking the full force of the explosion. Although terribly wounded and lying on the ground, fighting raging around him, he saw a second grenade land in the bunker. With all of his remaining strength, he reached out, pulled the grenade in against his body as it exploded. It was an act of incredible self-sacrifice, which cost him his life, but saved the lives of his friends. For his action, he received the Congressional Medal of Honor, our nation's highest military recognition. It seems like almost yesterday that we had such heroes. This is Frank Nichols.